Hello
there. I hope you're doing well. My name is Oscar, calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions, and your name was chosen at random. Do you think of yourself as male, female, gender queer, gender non-conforming?
Female.
Female, thank you, ma'am. Thank you so much. Let's continue in that case. Female. Okay, let me enter that. Here we go. What is the year of your birth, please?
2002.
Excuse me? I didn't hear that.
02.
2000. Okay, 2002.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered to vote?
I am.
You are. Thank you so much. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Black.
Black? Okay. Not Hispanic or Latino, then, right?
Nope. I'm just black.
And you say black. Black or African American? Very well. Let's continue. Yeah. That was my next question. Thank you. In general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? The future of the planet, do you feel positive or negative about it?
Well, the way it's going, it's negative.
Negative, okay. How do you feel about your own future? Positive or negative? Very positive, thank you, ma'am. Mm-hmm. And how do you feel about the future of the country?
We're looking.
would that be positive or negative?
Well, I'll say positive.
Positive, okay. Got to keep the hopes up. Very well. Let's move up. How much power do you feel that young women have to make changes on issues that matter most to their community? Please rate the amount of power you feel young women have to make changes on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means young women have no power at all, 10 means young women have a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter most to their community. How much power do you feel, ma'am?
They have a lot of power.
From 0 to 10, can you choose a number?
I'll say a whole 8.
8, very well. Of the following issues, which 3 do you think are the most important to young women in the U.S. today? And you can choose your top 3 issues. First, mentioned here is national security, abortion access, racism and discrimination, immigration, crime, education, student loans, climate change, healthcare, gun violence, mental health, economy, and the cost of living. Which 3 issues are the top ones in your case, ma'am, personally?
I'll say racism, mental health.
Okay.
Mental
health.
I think it's very expensive nowadays.
Okay, it's racism, mental health, and which other one?
Cost of living.
Cost of living, all right. Economy and the cost of living. All right, we got the 3 that qualify. Thank you. Thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize the most? Would it be relationships like romantic partnership or friendship, improving or maintaining mental health, caring for seniors, family members, work and life balance, your education, improving or maintaining physical health, having or caring for children, hobbies and free time activities, economic security and financial independence, advancing in your career, contributing to positive change in your community. So which 3 of these above mentioned items will be the most important in this chapter in your life? Relationships, improving and maintaining mental health, caring for senior family members, work life balance, your education, improving
education. Relationship, education.
Relationship, education.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Improving or maintaining physical health, or mental health. Improving, maintaining mental health. Okay, very well.
Yeah.
Let's move on. Which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to three. And the traits mentioned here are your spiritual religious belief, your hobbies or interests, being a member of your racial or ethnic group, your role in relationship like being a mother, caregiver, wife or friends, being a woman, being American, your personality, being young, your sexual orientation or your profession. Which three are most important to you, identity, at this point?
May you please repeat again? Because I don't remember.
Sure. Your spiritual, religious beliefs, or your hobbies or interests, being a member of your racial or ethnic group, your role in relationships, like being a mother, caregiver, wife, friend, being a woman, being American, your personality, being young, your sexual orientation, or your profession?
I'll say being young.
Mm-hmm.
My profession.
Profession, okay.
What else?
Sexual orientation, personality, being American, being a woman, your role in personality?
Yes.
Very well, let's move on. Mm-hmm. When you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to two of the following. Do you feel hope, pride, dread, disappointment, or sadness, exhaustion, anger, or frustration, or happiness?
Exhaustion.
Excuse me? Frustration?
Exhaustion. Yeah.
Anger or frustration, okay. And what other emotion come to you when you think about the American political system besides anger and frustration?
Sadness.
Anxiety. Okay, disappointment and sadness. Very well. Let's move on. We got the two that we need. Which of the following statements come closest to your opinion? Statement A says, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B says, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solution for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Statement C, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solution for the issues facing the American people. Which one is closest to your opinion, A, B, or C? B?
B.
Okay, excellent. Let's move on. What factors are the most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three of the following. Would you say that the most to blame are power-hungry politicians seeking control, the two-party system, too many old white men in power, systemic racism, politicians out of touch with the daily life of most people, not enough people getting involved to make our choices heard, division and gridlock between political parties, corporate money has too much influence, or none of the above? Which factors are most to blame?
White people?
Too many old white men in power? Would that be one?
Yeah.
And which other two, ma'am? You can choose three.
Three?
Factors.
I don't remember all the
systemic racism, the two-party system. Systemic racism, okay. Power-hungry politicians seeking control. The two-party system.
Yep.
Okay, let's move on. Thank you, ma'am. How much do you trust the following to make change on the issues that matter to you? Do you trust them a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? How much
not
do you trust President Biden?
Not at all. Zero.
Not at all?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how much do you trust community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots coalitions to make change on issues that matter to you? Do you trust them a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat?
Yes.
Okay. And just to make sure about President Biden, you said, do you trust him a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Which one?
President Biden. How much do you trust President Biden to make changes on issues that matter to you?
What is that question inviting?
Joe Biden. President Biden.
I don't know. I can't tell.
The options are a lot if you trust the president a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all to make changes on issues that matter to you.
A little.
A little, very well. How much do you trust ballot initiatives? Those are proposed ballot initiatives. Those are proposed laws that the public votes on directly. How much do you trust that to make